Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock football coach Mark Sanger. And Coach, last night a little bit different. First of all, it's kind of a rainy, gloomy football night, and North Union strikes first. They take a 7-0 lead on you, but from there your team is able to score a few touchdowns in a row, gain a lead, but North Union battled with you all night long.
Yeah, it was a good football game. They gave us fits defensively. Took the opening drive and had a big play right away, probably a 30-40 yard pass play, and then they ran it right at us and had a penalty and went down. You know, we were able to slow them up there for a bit, and they got to a fourth and long, and their quarterback put it on the money on a deep post pattern or a deep seam. I can't remember exactly what it was, but put it right in the receiver, ran the end zone, and you know, we responded, taking the ball right down and scoring. And then we got a couple stops then and got a few scores and got a lead, but then it was, you know, we just made some they made plays. Their kids, their quarterback, their running back are pretty talented kids, and made some plays and went back and forth all night, and we just made some uncharacteristic errors too of things that, I mean, we gave up 2 fourth down touchdowns, gave up a kickoff return for a touchdown and a fake punt that led to another touchdown, and just things you can't do, but I could say we made mistakes, but their kids made plays too. They just, like I said, their quarterback put the ball in the money. We had kids in position to make some plays. It's just their running back broke some tackles and made some open field moves, and they offensively did a nice job attacking what we were trying to do in defense. And you know, I think it was a learning experience for our kids, some things that we definitely got to get better at. And I think it was a good time to see some of it, because we need to get better in certain situations, and we need to take it and run with it and improve.
Final score of the contest was 60-27, but Coach, I want to highlight what you just mentioned a moment ago. You said it kind of, you know, maybe was a good thing. You found some things maybe on film that need to be corrected before next week.
Yeah, I think, like I said, their offensive scheme, what they did a nice job of taking advantage of some things that maybe we've become get a little lackluster in some of our technique and some of the stuff that we need to do. But you know, like I keep saying, they made plays too. Their kids came to play and just took advantage of some of the mistakes we made. But we just got to get better. You're exactly right. This time of year, you start playing good football teams that are going to take advantage of things if you don't do things the right way. You know, the football is still pretty simple in a few aspects of blocking and tackling. If you don't tackle well and you don't do your job, it's you're going to be exposed, and that's kind of what happened. You know, and I say defensively, I think we had some hiccups. Offensively, our guys never punted. I think we had 550 yards rushing, and I mean, our fullback and Kale Zuhl ran for 270 yards or somewhere around there. Mitchell Smith ran for 130. I think we had about 4 or 5 different guys score touchdowns again. But offensively, our guys were clicking pretty well. They kind of bailed us out defensively this weekend. But I shouldn't say that. Not everything. We still played well in some facets of the game. It's just our defense and special teams. We just got to get better. We can't give up a kickoff return after you. We just had a quarterback, Red Iceman, ran a 20-30 yard bootleg for a touchdown, and we turn around right away and they run the kickoff back. You know, that kind of deflates you as a team, and you just did silly things and not standing our lanes, running down and missed a few tackles, and the kid made a couple good moves and he was off to the races and he ran away from us. So just things can't do.
Coach, obviously, you know, with you guys liking to keep it on the ground, the rain probably didn't affect you guys too much, but obviously makes things a little more slick. It started raining partway through the game, or was raining throughout the game. Talk about the weather a little bit last night.
Yeah, it was definitely a little soggy. It started raining right about kickoff, right when National Anthem was playing. It started drizzling a little bit, and then it just kind of kept on and off, but pretty steady. As far as the type of weather, just a little wet, but you know, it really didn't seem to affect either team. As far as I think we fumbled once, and I think they fumbled, and I think there was one interception that we got, and I don't think they had one, though, but just a couple turnovers, so it wasn't a huge effect. And, you know, it didn't seem to affect the execution of both the offenses. They both moved, and I know they threw the ball and put it on the money pretty well. And we had a couple pass plays, but like you said, we kept mostly on the ground. But the weather didn't have a huge effect on it. But it was a very offensive football game. I'll put it that way.
Coach, it was homecoming. How were those festivities and the crowd and the excitement around West Hancock football?
That was good. You know, we had a pregame free will donation for our youth baseball and softball stuff. We're trying to raise some money, and there was quite a few people in there, and the crowd was a nice crowd for us. Homecoming stuff all week. Our kids do a nice job of participating and making it fun for everybody. And but it was a good week all around.
Coach, next week you guys will take on HMS Hartley Melvin Sanborn. You guys will have to go to Hartley Melvin Sanborn, played a couple of times over the last couple of years, so once in the playoffs and then last year in the regular season. Coach, tell me a little bit about what you're expecting out of Hartley Melvin Sanborn.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of in the heart of our season right now. We knew, you know, we played North Union last night, 3-1. Then we go to Hartley next week, 4-1, and then we got St. Andrews, very similar record, and kind of the big games we hit that's going to kind of shape up the district and shape up the postseason type stuff. And we've played Hartley, actually, I think, three times in the last 2 years. We played them in the playoffs 2 years ago, played them last year in the regular season and the playoffs last year. And you know, a lot of those kids that they had all those games, they were still back. Quarterback, I know they got an Ebel kid, a Barron's kid, and a Camrad kid that have all played a lot of football you know, the last 3 years. And, you know, we haven't played up there, over there yet. So we're heading over there this weekend, and it'll be a very, very good football game. They're a very big physical team that wants to run the ball. Physical kids up front on the offensive line, and they run a very similar thing as what they run last year, and we'll know what to expect. But this is the, you know, I know they've probably had the game circled on their calendar. I know our guys have had it circled on ours, and it's just going to be a good high school football game. You know, like I've talked about different weeks about having a measuring stick to see where we're actually at, and, you know, this time of the year, this 3 week span is huge for us. That we're going to find out where we're at. We're going to find out what our run defense is like. We're going to find out what our run offense is like, and it's just, these are the games you sign up for. These are the ones that that you want to play, because it's going to be a heck of a game, and it'll be hard fought, and our guys will be sore the next day, and it's just it's going to feel what postseason high school football feels like.
Coach, obviously the target on your back thing won't really affect your team, because you guys have pretty much had a target on your back for every week for the last couple of years. But how about playing, along with having that target on your back for HMS, how about playing in a new environment? As you mentioned, three times you've played them, never at their place. So you're playing in a new place. The kids are being in a new environment. How does that affect things?
I think, you know, that's what we'll find out. That's the fun part about it is you know, see how kids deal with it. The thing is, I think our kids, I mean, love playing in those big games. And, you know, we haven't played in this place, but, you know, I like playing different teams, playing at different places. I don't think we've ever, that I can remember, we've never played at Hartley. Even our program, I mean, I can't think of a time we played it and actually played at Hartley. I know they played at our field in the past, too. But to go in new places, to go in a big atmosphere, and that's what you sign up for. I mean, that's, you talk about a target on your back. It's, that pressure is a good thing. It means you're doing something right. It means there's something expected of you to do. So, I mean, that's a good thing to have that. People gunning for you. And I think our kids take that to heart, and they know that we got a good thing going. And, you know, there's kind of, way to say it, is somebody trying to take it away from you. So it's a great motivation too. So we'll see where we're at, and I know our kids are excited. I know that they're looking forward to these games, and we'll find out what kind of a team we are.
Well, Coach, I want to wish you the best of luck against Hartley Melvin Sanborn. Thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
All right. I appreciate it, too. Have a great day.
That was West Hancock head football coach Mark Sanger.